You're listening to Vatican News. Pope Francis sent a video message to participants in the second national youth meeting taking place in Rosario, Argentina, this weekend. The Pope invited young people to read the gospel for at least 2 minutes a day. Devin Watkins reports.
How many of you read the gospel for 2 minutes every day? That was the question and invitation Pope Francis posed to the young people of Argentina. The Holy Father sent a 15-minute video message to the participants in the second national youth meeting taking place in Rosario on May 25th to the 27th. He invited them to carry a small book of the Gospels with them and to read it when they're on the bus or sitting at home. It will change their lives, he said.
¿Por qué? Porque te contrajo, Jesús. Te contrajo la palabra.
Why, he asked, because you will encounter Jesus. You are encountering the Word. Pope Francis also reflected on the importance of presence, communion, and mission in the life of a young person. He said Jesus is always with us and that we are all called to build together a civilization of love as his disciples and missionaries in the here and now. This, he said, can only be done if we are with Jesus in prayer, in the Word, and the sacraments. Pope Francis also called on the young people to live as a church community, saying the church must be missionary.
No encerrada en nuestras comodidades y esquemas.
Not shuttered up in our comfortable lifestyle and outlooks, he said, but one which goes out to meet the other. Finally, Pope Francis told young people that they are the future, so they must return to their roots.
No renegues la historia de tu patria.
Do not deny the history of your homeland, your family, or your grandparents, he said. Seek out your roots, find your past, and from there, build your future.
Y desde allí, construir el futuro.
I'm Devin Watkins.